Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Really love. That was The Bees and I Really Need Love. That's from Every Step a Yes, which was out last October. But we're only just getting into it in here in the BBC North. Occasionally a record slips through the net. Not very often, but it does happen. So yeah, once again, that was The Bees and I Really Need Love. Whereas... I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. I'm at Glasgow SECC, is it? How many C's is it, Athena? Two. Yeah. I'm at the SECC, which is the first arena date of Elbow's UK tour. I've had a haircut today, so you know how you feel after a haircut, a little bit taller than normal. There's huge snowflakes falling down outside the window of this little room that I'm in. I'm in a room with Athena, who is at... What is your official title, Athena?
It's changed. I am now band PA / slave.
What does your daily routine include?
Mostly suits, wardrobe, lots of ironing, lots of steaming, making small grey square boxes into cosy little nooks for you to hang out in all day. So, yeah, making it all a bit warmer and more hospitable.
So you're basically the tour mum, aren't you?
Tour mummy. That's it, looking after my boys.
Oh, how long have we been working with you, things?
I think we're pushing 12 years.
There we go. So she's the one with all the dirt. It will be Athena's book that... it'll be the bestseller when this is all over and done with. I thought, as we were in Glasgow, I'd play a few tunes by Glaswegian Eyes. Haven't you got some ancestry in this part of the world, Athena?
I was born in Glasgow. This is officially my hometown. Ooh. And a lot of my mum's family still live up here.
Are you a fan of Belle and Sebastian?
I am, yes. It's a long while since I've heard much, but yeah, in my youth.
Well, let's listen to one now. This is my favourite. It mentions, of course, another Glasgow band, the Arab Strap. This is The Boy with the Arab Strap. Have a listen to the lyric as it's fading out, because that's one of my favourite in the whole song. It's a lovely little number, this.
We'll be right back. He takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress and she's got style.
Did you catch that, eh? Risque. I'll have a complaint from my mother when she hears that. Alessi's Ark is a band that I wasn't aware of until yesterday afternoon when I heard this tune for the first time. The Wire is the name of the song. Actually, I'm telling a lie. I've played a tune by them before. The exact opposite of what I just said, called The Horse, I think it was called. This one's called The Wire. I think it's spellbinding. It's out on March the 28th, which I think is tomorrow for you guys. What date are we on at the moment, Athena?
We are on the
15th. So, no, I'm telling lies. It's a week tomorrow for you lot. Anyway, here we are. This is Alessi's Ark and The Wire. You're going to love this.
Keep it in my pocket. She can't hold it where she lay. She don't need it where she is. Plenty of that where it came. Seated by the counter where I sell the things that kill, propped up by dollar bills behind this rusted till. I'm tired of walking this wire, it keeps me awake. For heaven's sake, I was made for this girl. I feel lonely. My friends don't seem to know me like I thought they did.
Alessi's Ark and The Wire.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. All we're they're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
There'll be probably quite a lot of noise in the background during this show because we are a working band on tour. And there's about 130 of us or something like that on this tour. In fact, I'm going to walk through the building now so you get a sense of what it's like around here while I read this email, which made me giggle this morning. Alexander Bowles has been in touch. He says, I've been a fan of your slightly marvellous show for 2 years now. I listen with clunky headphones on a Wednesday morning as I tap away at my work in the school library. Every now and then I'm interrupted by 5-year-olds asking me for help as their frantic teachers say things like, ignore Mr. Bowles, he isn't really there. Or, don't poke Mr. Bowles, he's working quietly. It makes the paperwork go quicker and more likely. You are part of my long-standing love affair with all that is fine about the BBC. You just played Peter Skellen, The Way You Look Tonight, one of my all-time favourite songs. I put it on my first mixtape for the wife. Yet again, Mr. Garvey, you have lit up my grey Wednesday morning. Thank you, Alex Bowles. Alex, I love your email. You mail good E. I hope this song cheers you up, because I think it's absolutely marvellous. And, yeah, you should play it to these 5-year-olds. Educate them in the ways of the Isley Brothers. Here's Harvest for the World. That's the Isley Brothers and Harvest for the World. As you can probably hear, I'm making my way down the stairwell here in Glasgow SECC, where we're about to do a sound check. In actual fact, you might be able to hear the girls checking their strings. Hey, it's exciting, isn't it? So I'm just walking backstage now. There goes Gaz, he's one of our crew. He's walking past me. Huge black drapes, 40, 50 feet high. There's a crane in the middle of the room, which has been putting up some of our props, if you like, our set. And the noise you can hear there is Stella, Margie, Jyoti and Sam, who are our string quartet. And that's a quartet version of Snooks from the second Elbow record. They're doing classical versions of the tunes as people pile into the gig. All very exciting. Alright, so with that noisiness in mind, here's a song for Guy recommendation from Victoria Turnbull. This is Micah P. Hinton. Very sexy number this. It's called Take Off That Dress For Me. Here we go.
Take one. Sweetness, you can come home with me. Against all hope and sense of decency. Sweetness, take off that dress for me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. And the world spins round and I don't care anymore. Oh, sweetness, you can fall in love with me. Against all hope and sense of dignity. My sweetness, you can come be by my side. Against all hope and sense of human pride. And the world spins round and care anymore. And the world spins round and I don't care anymore.
I'm trying to think of bands that begin with A. We're playing a game.
Are you?
And whoever loses has to make drinks for the rest of the day. And we're stuck on A already.
A lemon drink.
Huh? No, I'm absolutely fine, B. I've gone upstairs. The two ladies you can hear speaking are our caterers. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Lucy.
How many times have you worked with the band, Luce?
This is the third time, I think, isn't it?
The third tour it is, indeed. Lucy and Beeve and whoever else is helping out on a day-to-day basis feed how many people on this tour?
70.
70 people, three meals a day.
Yes, and yeah, lots of running around looking after.
Is there a golden rule for on-tour catering? Is there any rules that you follow?
I suppose you can't say no. You have to. Oh, there always has to. Yeah, you have to say yes.
So like somebody says
the requests.
Oh really? So like who's the? You can't really tell me who's the most difficult person.
Somebody
you've
says, "Can
with.
I have a drink with lemon and ginger and honey and Jameson's?"
That's my elixir. Lucy makes the elixir of life. I call it. It's the throat drink that keeps me singing like Alan Jones on a day-to-day basis. Right. Well, thanks very much. Would you like to hear the new single by Everything Everything?
Take off that dress for me.
No, damn it. I was trying to put a sneaky one in. That was the last tune we heard. Final Form by Everything Everything is the next song you're going to hear. Lucy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, Chuck.
What is that incessant humming coming from your mind? see while I can slumber rest, move so slowly. It's creeping across his chest like some cold wind. He's not as afraid as me, like some
just love early 70s rock music. In America, it seemed the charts were populated by hippies whose main aim in life was to grow their hair and get as stoned as possible whilst writing some of the daftest lyrics and wildest rock music on record. One of the best groups among them was Three Dog Night. They were one of those bands that shouldn't have worked, with three lead singers and a constantly shifting lineup, sort of like a musical commune. But it did work, and they were one of the most successful bands of the time. From Joy to the World to Mama Told Me Not to Come, it seemed every song they recorded was tailor-made for a road movie soundtrack, including the wonderfully silly Shambhala. Eastern philosophy meets peacenik flower power in the loved-up lyric, whilst the laid-back rock and a groovy guitar solo are simply irresistible. So, if you still favour tie-dye and bemoan the death of your 8-track, then this should be a fabulous flashback-inducing blast from the past. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
was the amazing Beccapedia recommending Shambhala by Three Dog Night. I bet she's still got a tie-dyed caftan somewhere. What you can hear in the background there is the generator of a huge crane. Somebody's up in the roof of the Glasgow SECC here, messing about with an enormous chandelier that we've got as part of our set design. It's a hive of activity. There's 50, 60 people getting ready for the show. And in not too short a time at all, in not too long a time, I should say, I'll be on that stage sound checking my vocal. There you go. Can you hear that? Of course you can. That is the stuff of nightmares. That is the sound of the sound check. The snare drum being battered in a huge echoey room. But it's going to sound great in here. I'm very, very excited. You can probably tell. Ashley Jeffries has been in touch and recommended a song for Guy. I do ask that they're recommendations and not requests normally. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I love Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I probably have everything he owns. Own everything he's ever written, I should say. But I'm going to accept this one as a request because it's such a beautiful song. This is Children, recommended by Ashley Jeffries. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
That lovely little gun, my dear, my darling one. The cleaners are coming one by one. You don't even wanna let them start. Knocking now upon your door. They measure the room, they know the score. They're mopping up the butcher's floor of your broken little heart. Forgive us now for what we've done. Started out as a bit of fun. Here, take these before we run away. The keys to the gulag. And poor old Jim, they're gathering round with all my friends. We're older now and the light is dim, and you are only just beginning. We have the answer to all your fears. It's short, it's simple, it's crystal clear. It's roundabout and it's somewhere here. Last amongst our winning.
Children,
job on you. They're hip to it, man, they're in the groove. They've hosed you down, you're good as new. And they're lining up to inspect you. White as a ghost, he's found the answer that we lost. We're all weeping now, weeping because there ain't nothing we can do to protect you.
Wonderful. Nearing sound check time for me. Got time to squeeze one in though. The bit of Jimi Hendrix that you hear at the beginning of the show every week, I never play the full song. So here it is. This is Third Stone from the Sun, Jimi Hendrix. Thank you.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Phil, can I interview you?
No, thank you.
How long have you been my manager?
Far too long.
And you won't do a radio interview?
Not a chance, never.
There you go, miserable bastard. This next tune is... actually, it's time for me Patrick Moore slot. Hang on a sec. It's time once again for That Was The Sky At Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1979, the space shuttle lost some of its protective heat-resistant tiles during tests. However, NASA officials said that the shuttle would probably be ready for its maiden flight in 1980. In science news, the post office introduced its Prestel view data system this week. Woo! This linked the telephone to a TV set, enabling subscribers to receive a wide range of computerized information displayed on the screen. In advert news, the US Federal Trade Commission proposed banning adverts aimed at the under-9s as they were too young to distinguish them from the programmes. And housewife Kay Creasy was allowed to keep a Viking bracelet she found on a when a jury in Torquay decided it had been lost accidentally by someone unknown. Possibly a Viking? It seems pretty obvious. More than 1,000 Orcadians, I'm guessing that's people from Orkney, protested, can't see, I've not got my readers on, against plans to mine uranium between Stromness and Yesnaby. I should have bloody hoped so as well. And in the US, Congress began live broadcast of its proceedings. Broadcasts from the House of Commons didn't start here for another 10 years. Heavy snowfall this week here in Scotland in 1979, with many towns in Aberdeenshire being cut off. And in feline news, there was good news for Charlie the cat. After being stranded 80 foot up a tree in Buckinghamshire for a week, he was finally rescued and reunited with his owner. The kind of thing that makes Mrs. Badger all misty, that. In ancient monument news, here again in Scotland, one of the country's oldest historical monuments, the Boar Stone in Argyll, was fitted with a special plastic cover to stop its inscriptions being worn away. And in stringed instrument news, Nationwide, the one show of the 1970s, reported on banjo collector Reuben Reubens, who had hundreds of the instrument but couldn't actually play them. There's a good film called Reuben Reuben, starring Tom Courtney, who I believe is a Glaswegian. In incomprehensible American sports news, the National Hockey League voted to accept four WHA teams, the Oilers, the Jets, the Nordiques and the Whalers. Who gives a shit? In awards news, at the BAFTAs, Ronnie Barker won the award for Best Light Entertainment Performance, while the dramatic awards were shared between Edward and Mrs. Simpson and Dennis Potter's Pennies from Heaven. The Bee Gees were at number one this week in 1979 in both the US and the UK, with Tragedy, the group's eighth US chart topper. And Motorhead started a 17-day UK tour in St. Albans City Hall. Tickets cost £1.50 or £2.50 for a posh seat. Among those celebrating their birthdays this week were Diana Ross, who was 35, Aretha Franklin, who was 37, and Damon Albarn, who was 11. We're going to hear from Aretha Franklin in just a moment. But before that, more important than all this guff, there was no Sky at Night this week, so Patrick Moore went light entertainment. First up was Blankety Blank alongside Jack Douglas, Wendy Craig and Little and Large. And next was Lenny and Jerry, where he joined comedy double act Lenny Bennett and Jerry Stevens, a fellow guest boffin Dr. Magnus Pike, in a rendition of the Banana Boat song. No, I'm not making it up. And that was the No Sky at Night that week that was.
There's a road.
There we go. That was Aretha Franklin and Spanish Harlem. I've just ducked under the back curtain and I'm walking up the steps onto the stage here in Glasgow, where I'm about to start sound checking. In the meantime, while all this is going on, I'm going to play you a new tune from the Black Keys. In fact, it's not a new tune. It's from the last album they did. It's called Unknown Brothers. Sarah Razor, who suggested we play the song, isn't sure whether or not she's supposed to find it amusing, but she does. Right, it's a bit noisy up here, so I'm going to put the tune on and I'll speak to you in a while.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much
I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Kenny Rogers and Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In. A song for Guy recommended by Sophie Bride, who recommended it after watching The Big Lebowski recently. If for any reason you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, the Coen Brothers film, you must, you must, you must. Thanks to the magic of radio, it is now the following morning from Elbow's first arena gig of this tour. You can probably hear it in my voice, but there was a lot of partying to do last night. We finished the show, which was fantastic. The people of Glasgow were lovely. And then, yes, quite a few drinks. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my hotel room. The bus takes off in about an hour, which gives me an hour to play you some music in. The next tune I'm going to play is a new one from Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang. It's called Island Brothers, and all the profits from the single When You Buy It, which of course you will, being an honest, truthful individual, all the profits go to Edge Outreach, which is a charity that purifies water for Haiti. So, once again, this is Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang. It's called Island Brothers. Not only is it a lovely song, but it's a good reason for you to go online and pay for your music.
And I rally.
Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang and Island Brothers. Once again, the profits, when you buy that single online, go to Edge Outreach, which is a water purifying charity in Haiti. Much needed work there. The next tune is a single from Kill It Kid. I've never heard of Kill It Kid until I heard this song. This has got some grist to it. Do you remember years ago, if you're a regular listener, maybe 3 years ago, I was into a fantastic band from the Bristol area called Mississippi Witch. Well, it reminds me very much of that. Two fantastic vocalists on this tune who both sound older than their years. I can only think they've been possessed by the spirits of long dead, I don't know, soul people. Anyway, Kill It Kid is the band. Pray on Me is the song, and it sounds like this.
Dirty blade on the fork of concrete, smell of burnt cotton in the fragile suede. Your mama hurt me so to see you go and never let you go. Pray on me. Pray on me. Said, oh, Lord, I'm on my hope it's all to see you go. Never let your Lord pray on me. Pray on me. Lord, pray on me.
There's two cups satisfy. A taste of rain and water won't.
Pray on.
Isn't That Marvellous? I'm sure you've got a pen in your hand ready to write it down. That was Kill It Kid, and the song was called Pray On Me. Some deep southern soul going on there. Amazing. Really great.
BBC Six.
Think you know Don Letts.
I'm with dub and reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now.
We have to drive through time on our hands.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done, and I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle, Saturday into Sunday, then your Sunday into Monday, with Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio, from midnight on Six Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, I am still in Glasgow. It's now about 8:15. As soon as I finish this show, I've got to, well, first of all, get out of my sumptuous dressing gown and put some clothes on, get on the bus and head down the road to Newcastle for the next bit of Elbows Arena Tour. Brilliant time last night, loads of fun. You do forget... Oh, hang on a minute, somebody on the phone. Hello. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. That was a wake-up call, which I didn't need. What I should have said was, wake up, I'm already making great radio. Well, that probably would have confused the poor girl. Yes, I'm still in Glasgow, so another Glasgow band now. Maybe I've been a little bit generous with the title Glasgow band. Not all the members are from Glasgow, but Primal Scream certainly hail from these parts. This tune is called Trainspotting. It's on the album Vanishing Point, and to my mind, Vanishing Point is the Primal Scream record. Of course, I love Screamadelica coming up. I don't advocate the use of drugs, but had I ever taken acid for the first time, it was to this record. Sorry, to Screamadelica. However, I think the Vanishing Point record was far superior. This beautiful piece of music is called Trainspotting. Ladies and gentlemen, Primal Scream. There we go, Primal Scream, and from the album Vanishing Point, that was Train Spotting. Duncan Beatty's been in touch. He wants to hear Glenn Hansard and Marquita Urglova. The song's called Once. It's from a movie of the same name, which, if you haven't seen it, is really lovely romantic film. My very good friend Nick Southwell bought this film for me recently, not knowing that I was already a fan. But I didn't own a copy, and now I do. And last week, when Elbow were in Ireland recording an Irish TV show called The Late Late Show, which is probably the most famous programme in Ireland, it's a really long-running chat show, I met Glenn Hansard, because Glenn was, of course, one of the Commitments. And the Commitments have reformed. We hung out with all the Commitments while we were in Ireland. It was a lovely experience, actually. What I didn't tell the Commitments, which I'm going to share with you now, is that when I was 17 years of age, the first place I lived after my mum's house, the chap that took me in was called Alan. He was only a couple of years my senior, but 17 and 19 are very different ages, aren't they? There's a big gap there. Anyway, Alan took me in and gave me a room, and a few weeks later, there was two French girls who'd fallen on hard times in the pub. He gave them a home as well. So these two French girls shared a room. One of the French girls, and let's keep their names out of it, one of the French girls had a habit of bringing home big, daft rugby types. Not that you have to be daft to love rugby, quite the opposite. But she managed to find real idiots. She used to bring them home and have incredibly theatrical, noisy sex with them to the Commitments soundtrack. It was the only CD she owned. She had quite an impressive sort of portable CD player stereo thing, but she only owned the Commitments soundtrack. And under the impression that turning up Long Tall Sally would mask her cries of pleasure, we were, yeah, treated to this quite often. I got so sick of the Commitment soundtrack that I actually stole the CD out of the player one day and scoured it on the concrete outside to make it unplayable. Did it stop her putting it on? No, it didn't. It just ended up sounding like Long Tall Sass, and she just leave it on that, and yes, pleasure. These big daft lads. Anyway, I didn't tell the Commitments that. I met Glenn Hansard. He was an absolute gent. Reminds me an awful lot of my brother, actually. My brother looks remarkably like him. Once again, the film's called Closer. No, the film's called Once, I beg your pardon. I don't know where that got that from. The film's called Once, the song's called Once. Thank you for Duncan Beatty recommending this. It's beautiful. Glenn Hansard and Marquita Urglova and Once.
Part of me is dead and won't return, and part of me wants to hide the part that's how to talk to you. Once, once, but not anymore. Hear the sirens call me. Hear the sirens call me. Oh,
where to look for you. Once, but that was before. Once, I would've laid down and died for you. Not anymore. Hear the sounds, call me. Hear the sirens, call me.
Glenn Hansard and Marquita Erglova and Once. Thank you to Duncan Beatty for his Song for Guy recommendation. If you have a recommendation for me to play on the radio, that's how it works. I'm sorry, it's very early in the morning. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk is how you get in touch with me. Keith Hammond has been in touch. He has a Song for Guy recommendation. This is beautiful. I've never heard this version of this song before. It's a Bob Dylan song, I'm fairly sure. Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. My favourite line in this is the one that was sampled by the Beastie Boys. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough. But listen to this very, very beautiful version of it from the late, great Nina Simone.
When you're lost in Juarez and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. If you see St. Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move and my fingers all in a knot, and I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Linda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. She takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame.
can take one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you'd better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. They just stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up my brother Carl, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. Well, that's it, folks. That's it. Well, I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. Ah, but the joke was on me. There was no one there even to bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
Isn't that gorgeous? I've never heard that before. Thank you very much to Keith Hammond for recommending that song. That was Nina Simone and Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. Once again, if you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. A recommendation rather than a request, I have to insist. So a song that you don't think I've come across and that you think maybe I'd like, based on the music that I play on the show, and the music that I make with my group, with my pop combo. So, we're in Glasgow, so I'm playing a handful of Glasgow artists. Blue Nile, a huge influence on Elbow. Absolutely love the Blue Nile. This song's called Happiness. I remember distinctly listening to this. I remember that the first time I heard this, because they didn't have to take the time. The Blue Nile. I think it's something like 6 years between albums or something. But this is very simply called Happiness. I was lucky enough to meet Paul Buchanan after a gig that Elbow and the Blue Nile did in Ireland. Excuse me. What an absolute gentleman. When you meet your heroes and they turn out to be nice chaps, which I have to say is 99% of the time, it really is a relief. And I shared a few backstage lagers with Paul Buchanan. You can hear his soul whenever he sings. You can hear what kind of a man he is. Have a listen now to Paul's soul. Here is Blue Nile, and the song is called Happiness.
Tell me, Jesus, will it last? Now that I found peace at last, tell me, Jesus, will it last? Birds were laughing in the trees. It's only is it mine? Now that I've found peace of mind, tell me, Jesus, is it mine? The birds are laughing in the trees and in the empty breeze.
Beautiful. Blue Nile and happiness.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Thumb into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Another song for Guy recommendation. Connor O'Kelly has been in touch and recommended a song by Alexi Murdoch called Orange Sky. It just so happens that I already know this song, and I share this song with one of my sisters. It means an awful lot to me. It makes me think about her and how much I love her. But thanks for recommending it, Connor. Even though I know it, I dug it out. I'm going to play it again. Have a listen to this tune. It's beautiful. For Connor O'Kelly and for my sister, this is Alexi Murdoch and Orange Sky.
Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. We with my brother standing by. With my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Brother, you know it is, you know it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Oh, brother. And I had a dream, I stood beneath an orange sky. With my sister standing by. With my sister standing by. I said, sister, here is what I know now. Here is what I know now. Goes like this. In your love, my salvation. Lies in your love, my salvation lies in your love, my salvation lies in your love, in your love, in your love. Oh, but sister, you know I'm so weary. And you know, sister, my heart's been broken. Sometimes, sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on. When I am alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's when I miss you, that's when I miss you, that's when I miss you, you who are my home. Know now, here is what I know now, goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies 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 in. My salvation lies in your love, in your love, in your love. Well, I had a dream, I stood beneath an orange sky. Yes, I had a dream, I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother and my sister standing by. with my brother and my sister standing by. With my brother and my sister standing by.
It's very beautiful, no? Is very beautiful. Alexi Murdoch and Orange Sky. I'm enjoying my early morning voice, which sounds a little lower than normal. Yeah, I'm just about coming round now. I've got about 10 minutes before the bus leaves, and in that 10 minutes, we shall listen to a couple more tunes together, shall we not? Tom Waits was inducted into the Music Hall of Fame, amongst other people, this week. Let's celebrate by listening to I think a real turning point of a track for him. Swordfish Trombones is the title track to one of his albums. This is called Shore Leave. It's just a great yarn. It's something that he does very, very well. Have a listen to the words to this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Waits.
Shot eyes and a purple heart, I rolled down the National Stroll. And with a big fat paycheck strapped to my hip sack and a shore leave wristwatch underneath my sleeve, in a Hong Kong drizzle on Cuban heels, I rode down the gutter to the blood bank. And I left all my papers on the Ticonderoga. I was in bad need of a shave. I slopped at the corner on cold chow mein and shot billiards with a midget until the rains stopped. And I bought a long sleeve shirt with horses on the front and some gum and a lighter and a knife and a new deck of cards with girls on the back. And I sat down, wrote a letter to my wife. And I said, baby, so far away from home, yeah, I miss my baby so. I can't make it by myself. I love you so. And I was pacing myself, trying to make it all last, squeezing all the life out of a lousy 2-day pass. I had a cold one at the Dragon, some Filipino floor show. And I talked baseball with a lieutenant over a Singapore sling. And I wondered how the same moon outside over this Chinatown fair could look down on Illinois and find you there. You know I love you, baby. I'm so far away from home. Baby, so I can't make it by myself. I love it so. Thank you.
Tom Waits, and from Swordfish Trombones, that was Shore Leave. I think I got confused during the previous link. I was in two minds as to whether to play the title track or not. I ended up playing Shore Leave. I love that song. I absolutely love it. Anyway, Swordfish Trombones, if you've never heard it, I think it's one of Tom Waits' best records. It's when he's just on the cusp of balladeering and spinning off into space with fantasy. So it's a great album. It's got some good tall tales on it, like that one. I'm going to get out of here. We're going to leave Glasgow now and drive to Newcastle for the next leg of the Elbow Tour. Next week's programme will be on the road again. I'm just looking out of my hotel room window at a damp but very pretty Glasgow. Beautiful buildings in this part of the world. Once again, thank you to everybody who came to see the band in Glasgow. It was a great night. Thanks for looking after us. In fact, I want to rename the city Glasgow. Go, 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 go. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. It's been my great pleasure to present the show from a hotel room. It just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week!
Midnight, I spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and new. Still I'm lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep, all alone. Midnight, should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying, 'cause I miss you so. So lonely at midnight for you.